The Guardian.
Prince Charles's relations with the Chinese authorities over the years have been fairly patchy. If you remember, the closest he's been to China was Hong Kong in 1997, when he was there for the handover of Hong Kong to the Chinese. And he famously recorded in his travel diaries, which were leaked, that he considered the Chinese autocrats that were with the President Jiang Zemin like a bunch of appalling waxworks, which didn't obviously go down very well. So that was over 10 years ago. And since then, things have changed in China. And there was recently a delegation of visiting businessmen who came to London to go to Clarence House, the Prince's residence, and find out about his charitable work. The Prince had dinner with them at Clarence House, and they also went on a visit to Poundbury, which, of course, is the Prince's kind of model village built on Georgian classical lines in Dorset. And after that, there was an agreement that the Prince would get involved with his architecture charity and try and do something about the hutongs.
What effect has Beijing's rush to develop its new Olympic buildings, what effect has that had on its architectural heritage?
Well, I think that's at the very crux of what Prince Charles is trying to do here. As Beijing tries to become very quickly a 21st century city, using the Olympics as a catalyst for that, it's demolished swathes of historical housing, these hutongs, and replace them with a different kind of housing, commercial buildings, offices, shops, high-rise, everything that we know and think of as a 21st century city. The result has been that there are only around 1,000 hutongs left now in Beijing. I think that's less than a third than there were just a decade or so ago. And it's changed the character very much of Beijing. And it's also changed the kind of demography of the city, because many of the people who lived and worked very close to the Forbidden City, right there in the centre, have been now pushed out to the second and third ring roads of Beijing, where they live in uniform housing blocks.
And as you say, the current residents of the Hutongs do live in quite cramped conditions. Do we know what they think of efforts to preserve their homes?
Well, it was interesting. My colleague Jonathan Watts, who is our Beijing correspondent, was there, and he went to speak to some of them about just that and discovered that many of them felt sceptical about plans to regenerate this area. What Charles is proposing to do is to kind of thin out the cramped hutongs that are there and maintain and conserve the original architecture. Some of them were sympathetic with this idea, complaining about how cramped the conditions were, and others actually said if the compensation package was good enough, I'd be quite happy to go out and live on the outer ring road. But there is also a feeling amongst campaigners and NGOs in Beijing who are trying to hold on to the last vestiges of historic architecture in the city, that what Charles might be able to do here is to really bring to the forefront of public attention the value that are in these old buildings.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.